basically, if we lose faith in the process, we're going to lose faith in the product. And in our province, we need to have faith in our elected officials. It's always been said over and over again that, you know, we're at a pivotal point in our province's history. And we've all heard that over and over again from election to election. But the reality is we've never pivoted. And that's why we continue to find ourselves constantly struggling. And that's all part of the democratic process. When people go out and exercise their right to vote, they're exercising their ability to help choose who will represent them to make the policy and practices that affect the course of our province's future.
So other than the principle of it itself, as you mentioned, the faith in the system, quite a few votes you understand, at least from your party and your campaign, understand many people you have some numbers there, kind of staggering numbers, that suggest a lot of people did not get the opportunity to exercise their democratic right. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You know, I've heard from numerous people, and in one situation in particular, I was a senior citizen, a lady who had voted consistently ever since she was 18, and she's now in her 80s. And she did call up and register, and she was so proud because she called me and said, yeah, I just was on the phone for 2 hours, but I stuck with it and got registered. And this lady, unfortunately, didn't receive a ballot. And 2 weeks prior to the mail-in deadline, she contacted me and said, can you check to see if I'm going to get a ballot? And when I did check, she wasn't registered for the ballot. So there was a mistake made on part of Elections NL. And I contacted them on her behalf and, you know, apprised them of this situation and said, look, you know, there's ample time to get this woman, you know, a ballot and, you know, so she can exercise her right. And they kind of went back and forth with her for, you know, 4 or 5 days. But in the end, they told her, no, she was not going to get a ballot and she would not be able to vote. And that contravenes, you know, everything the freedom of this country is founded on. And, you know, there's no person in this land that should be able to deny a law-abiding citizen the right to vote.
And that's one individual case that you know of firsthand. The numbers, though, I think there's close to 30%, you believe, might not have been able to vote, like supporters that you know for a fact, confirmed supporters, going back over historical numbers?
Yes. Yeah. Going into this election, you know, I had confirmed more support than in the previous two elections. But between polling day and the deadline to register the mail-in ballot, almost 30% of those confirmed supporters could not or did not register for mail-in ballots.
And that actually translates into what?
I can only speak to, unfortunately, I can only speak to voters that I identified. And voters that I identified, it was around 1,100.
So, and that's just a rough number of people that you believe either didn't get a ballot or didn't get a chance to vote.
Correct.
So what's your step here? Can you just take me through the process? So we know the formal terminology of the challenge you've made. What specifically are you asking the court to do?
Basically, I'm looking for an independent review of the act and what was actually conducted by Elections NL. And a judge will look at what was permitted and what has been enshrined in legislation and compare it to what was done. And if there is deviations, they will, you know, that judge will, I guess, outline the deviations and did it compromise people's right under the Constitution to, to their franchise to vote. I can't say I'm doing this as an MHA. I can't say that I'm doing this as a candidate or a party representative. Really, I'm doing this as a private citizen at this point. And, I think that we almost have to look at this as a case-by-case situation. Now, there are many similarities and obvious, parallelisms of the deviations from what is permitted and what was done right across this whole province. And that is something that we're going to have to leave in the hands of the courts to identify and to see how much is actually, you know, was contravened and were people, you know, prevented from enacting their rights.